Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy. All right, let's get to it. History lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't anything I was like, oh, that's a good one. There's a couple of things that happened that I guess we could talk about. There was one for sure I wanted to do just so I could make a joke about it, about a 12-inch gun exploding and killing some people. And I was like, hey, your mom almost died when my 12-inch gun exploded. But, of course, though, this little pea shooter, no one's going to die from that. So that's not a good one. The AT&T was incorporated, you know, the phone company, all that. That was incorporated on this day in 1885. The first televised basketball game was shown in 1940.
Oh, okay. I mean, like the old school basketball, huh?
Mr. Ed the Talking Horse died on this day in 79.
Which one are you going to go with?
I don't know. There's nothing like that good. I mean, we could talk about a dead horse, you know, if you want to do that.
I mean, we did that with Medina Spirit last week.
That's
and
true.
All
good
that
point.
Gambling going on.
Good point. I mean, we don't need to beat a dead horse, right? AT&T, I mean, that's kind of boring, you know. I didn't realize it was that old, 1885.
There was 1885, what, 1985?
No, 1885.
AT&T?
Yeah, that's when AT&T was incorporated.
Really?
1885, yeah.
What was it?
It provided long-distance service for American Bell on the telephone. Hey, telephone here. Yeah. I don't think there was, like, cable or you know, high-speed internet in 1885, but it was the telephone company. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? No, that was Verizon.
That was Verizon.
No, I can't. It's 1885.
I do think it's funny when you look back at, like, the old phone system, right? And nowadays, we take it for granted. Like, how angry do you get when you get a dropped phone call? Like, we get so mad at technology. Come back. I can't find it. And back in the day, you had to sit there and, like, hand crank it. Then there was some lady sitting behind this big board who had to change
wires,
you know?
Remember you had to pay for long-distance calls?
Oh, dude.
Like texting and, like, it was a big deal. Like, free texting,
yeah.
free phone calls.
Don't call me until after 9, man. What are you doing?
God. We had to call collect. Remember that? C-O-L-L-E-Z-T.
I always used to do, remember the old commercial, Bob, we oughta baby eats a boy? It was Bob. Had a baby. It's a boy. We used to do that all the time. I would call mom, collect, and say, Brock's done with practice. Pick me up. And you had to be real quick.
You had to be real quick about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you could relay the message for free.
Yeah. Pick up Brock. And then it would say, hey, do you want to accept a call from Pick Up Brock? And then mom would know to come get me at school.
When's the last time you saw a phone booth?
There actually is one at the gas station not far from my house. However, though,
really?
I think it's just a place now for the hobos to urinate. I think that's the only spot.
You know, is it a working phone? That's the question.
I don't think so. I think there's only, I saw some facts somewhere where there was like at one point a billion payphones, and now there's like 100 of them. Just
it
not a thing.
Crazy.
And to be honest too, Hunter, in this, even before the pandemic, I always felt so gross picking up a payphone. Like, those things are disgusting. All right?
Yeah. You know what a phone booth's good for? Superman changing his clothes, and
That's the only thing. Or, again, a hobo urinating. Like, there's two options. That's why Superman always wore those boots to get out of the hobo urine.
People are using those phones as much as Superman is changing his outfit in that thing.
At this point, like, If it was an emergency and my phone was dead, my cell phone, and like, well, there's a payphone. I'm not touching that. I'll wait it out. I'll flag someone down. I'm not touching that payphone. There's gum stuck on it because that's a thing, apparently.
Disgusting.
People love What movie is
it? I mentioned people spitting into that thing.
You see someone yelling on it. You know they're just coughing, slamming, spitting everything on it. What a gross thing. And everyone was totally fine with it. Oh, no, it's okay. I wiped it off with my shirt.
That's my next bet that I'm going to win with you. I'm going to make you lick a paper.
Oh, dude, I would rather. I don't know if there's anything worse to me. Maybe licking a ball from a ball pit, possibly.
Oh, God. Gross.
Ugh. But, yeah, AT&T. See, hey, we figured out something. 1885. Right there. They were still overcharging people back then, too, you sons of bitches. Hey, you heard that, AT&T? I'm talking about you.
AT&T.
All right. Anyway, so there you go. All sorts of stuff on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is John Mulaney.